As a boy, writer Gary Gildner spent three idyllic summers on his grandfather's farm in northern Michigan. The two forged an enduring bond, even though neither spoke the other's language. In his new memoir, My Grandfather's Book, Generations of an American Family, Gildner discovers a great deal about his Polish-born grandfather, who loved to read and who was deeply attached to the land and the creatures on it.
When he took his horses down to the creek for a drink, he farmed with those big rumped Belgian horses. When he took them down to the creek for a drink at the end of the day, he would go in with them, boots and all, and bend over and take a drink off the top of the water, just like the horses did, and then throw his arms around their necks. And I loved that. I loved watching him do that. One time he was out in the hay field with a team in the wagon and saw me watching him and gestured for me to come on over, and I did, and I got up on the seat with him, sat between his knees, and he gave me the reins to hold, and we went racing up and down the field, and suddenly my grandmother was out there in the pasture with her fist raised and no doubt afraid I would be hurt, he put his hands over mine and he had me steer the horses, so we went around her and around her and around her, and she's got her fist raised and her face is red, and I loved it. I mean, and he and I never exchanged a word. He spoke only Polish, and I didn't know Polish then. But I felt that we were close in some way that I didn't understand. And nights when he came in from chores, Grandma would feed him his soup and his bread, and then he would get down beside his chair and say his rosary. And then he would get back up in the chair and pour himself a little shot of whiskey. And then he would take out a book. And I never saw any man in my family ever hold a book like that. And my grandmother would take my hand at that point, and she would say, "Well, this is Grandpa's time. We'll leave him be."
Just what his grandfather read during those solitary hours was something Gildner didn't learn for years. When his grandfather was buried, it was Gildner's 11th birthday. Sad and distracted, the boy didn't see the book his grandmother had placed in his grandpa's hands before the casket was closed.
Much of the day, I sort of went off by myself. I went down to the creek, and it was in August. My birthday is August 22nd, and it was very hot and humid in Michigan at that time. And I went down to the creek, and I took off my suit, and I got in the water, and I sort of threw stones. And I didn't like what he looked like up in the house in that casket. You know, they'd cleaned him up and rouged his cheeks and trimmed his mustache and all that. He just didn't look like my grandfather. So I missed this thing that she did. And only years later, I was leaving Michigan, where I had been teaching, and I was moving out to Iowa. And I stopped to see Grandma, as I often did. She lived to be a great age. And I stopped to see her, and she saw all these books in my car. And this reminded her of Grandpa's reading, which I had forgotten about. She said a word that just changed everything. She said, even on his last day, he was reading this Korzenovsky, always this Korzenovsky. Well, I knew who Korzenovsky was. I knew that was Joseph Conrad's Polish name. And suddenly, my immigrant Polish grandfather, blacksmith-trained man who came to this country as a teenager and worked for Henry Ford and his foundry in Detroit, and saved some money, and then in 1927 bought this farm in northern Michigan, and it was a pretty farm. It wasn't a good farm, I mean, to farm, but it was pretty. Apparently he wanted to become a gentleman farmer. But 2 years later, when the stock market crashed, he had to become a real farmer and work that farm pretty hard. But when my grandmother said this to me, that even on his last day, he was holding this book in his arms by Korzenovsky, I was trembling. In fact, I'm trembling now telling you about this.
Your grandfather read Conrad in Polish, and Conrad, though he was Polish, wrote in English.
Yes. Conrad, I mean, his first language was Polish, his second was Russian, his third was French, all of which he was very good in, but he chose to write in English. Of course, later on, Conrad became one of the masters of English prose, and his work was translated into Polish, and that's when my grandfather read him.
This would have had no meaning to you as a kid, Conrad.
None.
But later, none. As a professor of English, as a teacher, as a writer, this, you know, must have been a revelation to you.
It was a great revelation. I mean, this man whom I thought of as one thing was now much larger, and despite the fact that we never exchanged a word. And so he became kind of an inspiration to me. I wrote a lot about him over the years, and then when I came back from Poland, and I was in Poland in 1987-88 as a Fulbrighter teaching American Lit at the University of Warsaw. When I came back, I began to search for him. I began to try to understand him a little bit, to find him. Who was this guy that I felt so close to? And yet, the more I went into it, the more he remained what he was when I was a kid of 8, 9, and 10. He was this image of a man in his creek, washing those scars on his back. When he worked for Ford in Detroit in the foundry, he was splashed on by some molten steel. And so he had these really rather beautiful scars on his back and shoulders and on the side of his face that looked like flowers pressed into his skin, like peonies. That also fascinated me as a kid, because here was this guy, this broad-shouldered, really tough, strong man, who at one point put his arms around a bull that got in the chicken, grandma's chicken yard, and wrestled the bull down. I get a little excited, Bob, when I start thinking about this man who is gone. I mean, he's been dead for years, but he's not.
And after all this research and all these memories, you still don't know what your grandfather was reading when he died, whether it was Lord Jim or Heart of Darkness or whatever.
I don't. But because I don't know, of course, I'm free to choose, and I always choose Heart of Darkness. Is there a better title to take into eternity? It's got the two best words, the heart and the darkness.
Gary Gildner's memoir is titled My Grandfather's Book, Generations of an American Family. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.